The Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry has proposed a management plan for its fishing regulations in Zone 10 of Ontario, and it's leaving anglers frustrated. John Callio is the president of the Ontario Outdoors Recreational Association, ONTORA, a non-profit organization dedicated to equal public access to Crown land in Ontario. Zone 10 oversees the lakes and rivers stretching from Sault Ste. Marie to Sudbury, with some portions falling within the boundaries of Timmins, Wawa, Kirkland Lake, and Chapleau districts. Among the proposed changes are the length of certain fish that are allowed to be kept. You were allowed 4 pickerel and have only one over 18 inches, but now they want to change it to all 4 under, Callio says. It's often hard to catch smaller ones, so now you're damaging fish by throwing them back. In most cases, people will put back an 8 to 10 pound pickerel because they don't taste good. Similarly, anglers can fish for a maximum of 2 lake trout, but one has to be under 15 and 3 quarters of an inch in length, which doesn't sit well with the ONTORA president. If you're fishing 50 to 60 feet for them or deeper, and you're catching over the size, now I have to release it, he says. If you're bringing it up from that depth of water in the winter time, there's a good chance when you put it back down in the hole that they'll die. There should be no slot size for a maximum of 2 lake trout. A lot of people then quit fishing lake trout, so they go for the other fish, which puts pressure on the brook trout and others, he adds. The MNRF is also proposing to implement a rule that would restrict anglers from using live or dead minnow bait or leeches in natural brook trout lakes. The ministry appears to be concerned with the illegal dumping of unused bait, but Callio doesn't believe this occurs with the vast majority of anglers. Anglers don't dump minnows into waters anymore, he says. Maybe in the past, but they're $8 a dozen now plus tax. A lot of people bring their minnows home and keep them in a bucket. It's not a problem anymore. Callio also feels the reading materials the ministry provided on their proposal is not easily digestible and could leave anglers confused. When you go through the fishing regulations, it is so complicated for people, he says. When you're making regulations, make them simple. As practical anglers, we see what happens out there. Callio recently sent out a news release urging anglers in Zone 10 to contact the ministry or their local MPP regarding these proposed changes, among others. He believes public feedback and petitions could go a long way. If enough people comment, we can go after the ministry and tell them that this is what the public is saying, he says. If we don't say anything, nothing will change. They're going to have a hard time justifying this if enough people speak up. Comments can be submitted publicly or anonymously until December 12.